There are three cardinal sins named in the book of Jude, that little small book just before the book of Revelation in the New Testament. One of them is those that ran greedily after the heir of Balaam. I'd let you know this story gets New Testament sanction. Interesting story. Look at it at the header in my Bible. You just can't read the Bible. You just can't read the Bible on some of these stations. It sends you out. Look at that, what it says. The angel and Balaam's ass. What it says right here in Thomas Nelson Bible. Can't believe that. Chapter 22, Numbers 22. It's an interesting story. The Bible's so fascinating. The children of Israel set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side of Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor. Now, there's a name for you. You know what? I think that this country could be much improved if all the descendants of Zippor could be found. I got a job for them. What a name! Balak, the son of Zippor. Now, can't you see a romantic alliance going with that guy? Oh, Zippor, I love you. I don't know how Balak ever got conceived. Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. Oh, Zippor, we got a boy. Let's name him Balak. Really had to work to find that one. And Moab was sore afraid of the people because there were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, now shall this company lick up all that are round about us, as the ox licketh up the grass of the field. Strange words in King James. I've never seen a cow even lick up grass. They chew it. Oh, I know what to do with their tongue after they get in their mouth. Strange book, this Bible. And Balak, the son of Zippor. Did you see him being announced? Here's Balak, the son of Zippor. Was king of the Moabites at that time. He sent messages therefore unto Balaam. Balaam. The son of Beor. Boy, what name. Balaam, the son of Beor to Pethor. Which is by the... You know what? The Bible's entertaining just to read. He sent messengers therefore unto Balaam, the son of Beor to Pethor. Boy, I could do something with that one. I'm going right by it. Which is by the river of the land of the children of his people. To call him, saying, behold, there's a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me, this people. For they're too mighty for me. Peradventure I shall prevail, that we may smite them. And that I may drive them out of the land, for I wot that he whom thou blessest is blessed, and he whom thou cursest is cursed. I wot a lot of things, too. I mean, I got a whole list of things I wot. In fact, I've been sitting in front of the... Try it, you'll like it. That's my water. Right now, I wot a T-bone steak about 4 inches thick. I've been at this long enough. And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hand, and they came unto Balaam and spake unto him the words of Balak. Now, you see, a lot of people misunderstand what the cardinal sin is. They think it was the sin of Balaam. Hey, Balaam wouldn't do it. The sin that was being cursed is those people that try to find a preacher that will say for pay what they want to hear. That's been around a long time. And there are some preachers that will say for pay what people want to hear. They're carrying the rewards of divination. They want to pay Balaam to say what they want to hear. There are a lot of people that want that kind of preacher. Balaam said unto him, lodge here this night, and I'll bring you word again, as the Lord shall speak unto me. Come on to my house now, I've got to think this over. Will I preach what Balak wants me to preach? God said to Balaam, what men are these with thee? You know what? He's a near heathen. He's a near heathen. He's not one of those children of Israel. Balak is wanting him to curse the children of Israel that came out of Egypt. God talks to him. I didn't think God talked to anybody except Baptists. Here's somebody that didn't belong to the denomination. And God's talking to him. God said unto Balaam, and said, what men are these with thee? Balaam said unto him, God. Balaam said unto God, Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, hath sent unto me, saying, behold, there's a people come out of Egypt, which covereth the face of the earth. Now, are you understanding that Balaam didn't come out of Egypt with him? Balaam wasn't one of them? Come now, curse me then. Peradventure I should be able to overcome and drive them out. God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people. They're blessed. You say, what are you doing? I'm leading up to promise number 38. They're blessed. And Balaam rose up in the morning and said unto the princes of Balak, get out. The Lord refuseth to give me permission to go with you. And the princes of Moab rose up and went unto Balak and said, this old boy won't come. Balak sent yet another entourage, princes more and more honorable than they. They came to Balaam and said to him, thus saith Balak. Well, you know, the tragedy is some preachers that preach for money sell out too cheap. Amazing what people will pay to get you to say what they want to hear. It's awful. They came to Balaam and said, thus saith Balak the son of Zippor, let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me. For I will promote thee unto very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people. I've got to have a preacher that will curse the people I want cursed. Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. You know this is a near heathen. How in the world can we that know what Christian preachers know about God's word do less than this near heathen? If you gave me a house full of silver and gold, I must do what the Lord my God tells me. Now, therefore, tarry this night. I'm going to go talk to the Lord some more about it. Maybe I can persuade him. God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, if the men come to call thee, rise up and go with them, but yet the word which I shall say unto thee, thou shalt do. Go with them. But the word which I say unto thee, thou shalt do. Balaam rose up in the morning, saddled his ass, and went with the princes of Moab. God's anger was kindled. The angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. This is one of the funniest scenes in the Bible. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way. And here is, I have people calling me all the time and asking me things about their pets. This is, you know, the National Association Against Cruelty to Animals should adopt this chapter. The ass saw the angel of the Lord stand in the way and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. Now get this scene. poor ass sees an angel with a sword drawn and turns aside. And old dumb Balaam starts beating on his ass. But the angel of the Lord stood in the path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself into the wall, crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. You dumb ass! He smote her again. He beat on his ass a second time. The angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place. There wasn't any way to turn either to the right or the left at this one. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam. She just flopped. And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he started beating on his ass with his staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, "What have I done unto thee, that thou hast smitten me these three times? This blows my mind." Balaam wasn't even shocked. Now you're riding your ass down the road. And it goes where you don't want to go. So you beat on your ass. And it lays down on you. And you beat on it some more. And then your ass starts talking to you. Wouldn't you be shocked? That's the funniest thing I ever heard of. What is it with this guy? It's like he carried on a conversation with his ass every day, as regular as eating. The ass said to him, "What have I done unto thee? You beat on your ass," and your ass says, What have I done that you beat me these three times?" And Balaam just talks right back to his ass. That's the funniest thing I ever heard of. He's not shocked, he's not surprised. What is it with this guy? Does your ass talk to you all the time? Balaam said unto his ass, "You mock me. You know, just an ordinary conversation. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. Bible's the funniest book in the world. Does it? All right, come on now. Put some flesh and blood on this. How many people's ass carry on a conversation with them every day? That's what's amazing. I mean, I'd have looked for a ventriloquist. He just done. Well, you want to talk to me, ass? I'll talk to you. Balaam said unto the ass, "Because thou hast mocked me, I would there's a sword in mine hand, for now would I kill thee." How stupid can you be? You got a talking ass first in a century, and you're ready to kill it. Man alive, you'd make more money with a talking ass than Balak could give him. The guy's nuts. What would you give for a talking ass? "Because you mocked me, if I had a sword, I'd kill you." And the ass said to Balaam, "Is that the funniest thing you ever heard?" The ass said to Balaam, "Am I not thine ass? Am not I thine ass?" Perfect English. Ass talking in perfect English. At least whatever he talked was perfect enough to be translatable. "Am not I thine ass, upon which thou's ridden? Am I not thine ass upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine?" Unto this day, that makes sense. It's not only a talking ass, it's intelligent. Got a memory? Long memory. Very. That's a something else kind of ass. Am I not? Is this as funny to you as it is to me? I can't go any further. I got to stop.
We're right down to business now. Now get real ready, because I'm not going to teach a thing. I'm just going to give them to you. You got to hit it as we go. You need to write them down on a piece of paper and then put them in your Bible later, okay? You start with Genesis 12. These are the verses that are related to what we're teaching. Genesis 12, verse 2. Okay? That's number 1. Genesis 13, verse 15. That's number 2. Genesis 13, verse 15. Genesis 13, verse 16. That's number 3. Genesis 17, verse 4. That's number 4. Number 4 is Genesis 17, verse 4. Number 5 is Genesis 17, verse 6. 4a and 5a are Genesis 17, verse 16. Genesis 22, verse 17, the last part of it, is number 6. Number 6 is Genesis 22, verse 17. Number 7 is Genesis 22, verse 18. Number 7 is Genesis 22, verse 18. No way to make this interesting. Just got to do it. Number 8 is 2 Samuel 7, verse 10. 2 Samuel 7, verse 10. Number 9, 2 Samuel 7, verse 11. Second half of the 11th verse. Number 12, 2 Samuel 7, verse 10. Let me back up and say that over again. I said it exactly backwards. That threw you for a loop. Let me give you 8, 9, and 10 again, in case you got confused and it was my fault. Number 8 is 2 Samuel 7, verse 10. Number 9 is 2 Samuel 7, verse 11. Number 10 is 2 Samuel 7, verse 12. Number 11 is 2 Samuel 7, verse 13. Number 12 is 2 Samuel 7, verse 16. Now, said more simply, promises 8 through 12 are all in 2 Samuel 7. Number 8 is verse 10. Number 9 is verse 11. Number 10 is verse 12. Number 11 is verse 13. Number 12 is verse 16. Got that? Promise number 13, you go all the way over to Psalms 89. Promise number 13 is Psalm 89. Promises 13, 14, and 15 are all three in Psalm 89. Number 13 is Psalm 89, 25. Number 14 is Psalm 89, 29. Number 15 is Psalm 89, verses 34 through verse 37. 13 is verse 25, 14 is verse 29, 15 is verses 34 through 37, all three in Psalm 89. Is Ezekiel 21, verses 25 through 27. Okay? Number 16 is Hosea chapter 1, verse 4, the last part of it. Actually, the whole verse. Number 16 is Hosea 1, verse 16. I'm telling you, I must be getting tired. It's number 16 is Hosea 1, verse 4. I apologize. Hosea 1, verse 4 is number 16. You check me as we go. As if you wouldn't. I got a ruthless crowd. Good, I'm glad. And number 17 is Isaiah chapter 54, the whole chapter, but particularly verse 17. Number 17 is Isaiah 54, the whole chapter, but particularly verse 17. Number 18 is Deuteronomy 33, verses 13 through 17, but particularly verse 17. Number 18 is Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 13 through 17, but particularly verse 18. Verse 17, I'm sorry. I've made one mistake in my life before today, and now I've made three in a row. Deuteronomy 33. Verse 17, particularly. But the whole promise is verse 13 through 17. Verse 17, particularly, of Deuteronomy 33 is promise number 18. Number 19 is Hosea chapter 1, verse 10, first half of the verse. Hosea chapter 1, verse 10 is number 19. Number 20 is the same verse, Hosea 1, chapter 10, the last half of the verse. That's number 20. Number 21, 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verses 4 and 5. 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verses 4 and 5 is number 21. Number 22, I had a 21A, didn't I? Ezekiel 23. 21A is Ezekiel 23, the whole chapter. Promise 21A is Ezekiel 23. I call them promises, but they're really commitments made by God that His integrity hangs on. Number 22 is Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10. Number 22 is Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10. Number 23, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 12. Now, promises or commitments 23, 23A, 24, 25, 26, and 27. 23 through 27 are all in chapter 3 of Jeremiah. Promise number 23 is verse 12 of Jeremiah chapter 3. 23A is verse 14 of Jeremiah chapter 3. 24 is verse 15 of Jeremiah chapter 3. 25 is verse 16 of Jeremiah chapter 3. 26 and 27 are the first and second parts of verse 18 of Jeremiah 3. So 23 through 27 is in Jeremiah 3. 23 is verse 12, 23a is verse 14, 24 is verse 15, 25 is verse 16, 26 is the first half of verse 18, 27 the second half of verse 18. Promise number 28 and 29 are in Jeremiah 15. Jeremiah 15, verse 11, the first half is commitment 28. The second half is commitment 29. Both are in verse 11 of Jeremiah 15. 28 and 29 are verse 11 of chapter 15 of Jeremiah. Number 30 is verse 14 of Jeremiah 15. So actually 28, 29, and 30, all three are Jeremiah 15, verse 11, and verse 14. Numbers 31 and 32 are in chapter 16 of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 16, verse 13 is promise 31. Verse 16 is number 32. Verse 17 is number 32a. So there are three in chapter 16. Verse 13 is number 31. Verse 16 is 32. 17 is 32a. A and B are found in Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 17 and 18. Verses 17 and 18 are commitments 33a and 33b of chapter 33. Chapter 33 has promise 33 in it. Verses 17 and 18 represent A and B. Chapter 45 of Jeremiah, the whole chapter, the promise to Baruch, the whole chapter of Chapter 45 of Jeremiah is promise number 34. Number 35 is chapter 46 of Jeremiah, verse 28. So promise 35 is in Jeremiah chapter 46, verse 28. Number 36 is Ezekiel 37 from verse 11 onward. Ezekiel 37, number 36, promise number 36 is Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 11 to the end of the chapter. I singled out as 36a, verses 24 and 25, all in chapter 37 of Ezekiel. Promise number 37 is in the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 9. Amos chapter 9, verse 9 is number 37. I'm working toward 38, and I got hung up on Balaam's ass. Does that bring you up to date?